Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Carolina Sprint Tour winner Tyler Lewis. Then we'll speak with Southern Clash late model winner Jordy Nipper. And we'll have a conversation with I-75 winner and racing broadcaster Randy Weaver. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Auburndale in Florida, Jesse Martinez wins that one. Bryson Carlbert gets the checkers at Showtime. Winder Barrow, the Baja in Georgia to Jeff Casper. Kyle Emerson wins Sugar Creek and Dixie. Dylan Baldwin gets the win at Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Riley Gentry the same at Anderson. Luke Cooper back in Victory Lane at Lawrence County. Zach Miracle and Cody Kelly split the late model wins at Florence. Cherokee goes to Jeremy Steele. Ben Watkins gets the ultimate super late model win at Lancaster. Justin Mintz, the big trophy at Sumter. The Southern Nationals across the Southeast at Beckley. Donald McIntosh with to Chris Madden. Volunteer Speedway to Dale McDowell. Pitton, Alabama goes to David Brazil. Sterling Freeman victorious at the Talladega Short Track. Now to North Carolina and the voice of Dale Wilkerson from Harris Speedway.
Here comes Mickey Brock. He gets up to the left rear, leans on him, coming off turn four, but Taylor Johnson holds on to win Pierstock at Harris.
At Bowman Gray Stadium, it was Brandon Ward. Brandon Dockery wins at Carolina Speedway in Gastonia. Fayetteville to Michael Rouse. Chad Sprinkle, the Enduro winner at East Lincoln. Natural Bridge in Virginia to Tyler Bear. Kyle Nestor victorious at Langley. South Boston to Peyton Sellers. And Jeremy Mayfield wins the Grand National Super Series run at Lonesome Pine. In Tennessee at Kingsport, it's Keith Helton. And Odie Overholt back in Victory Lane at Tazewell. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Carolina Sprint Tour winner from last weekend at Harris Speedway out by Rutherfordton and Shelby, North Carolina, Tyler Lewis. Hey, Tyler, welcome to the show. Before we get talking about your victory at that big fast track at Harris Speedway, I understand you're third generation racer and grandma even raced. What can you tell us about grandma's racing from back in the day?
So grandma used to race go-karts back in the day out in California. She's actually a one-time state champion in California in karting.
Wow.
She raced with, I know one of the big names I remember is Cruz Pendragon. She raced with him back in the day in karting. Not many people know that Cruz came from dirt racing back in the day.
NHRA funny car racer, drag racer, second generation racer himself, Cruz Pendragon, and his father, Flamin' Frank Pendragon, and such out in the West Coast. And our guest, Tyler Lewis's grandmother, was the state champion past him. But Tyler got himself a nice victory out at Harris Speedway in the Carolina Sprint Tour. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And Tyler, first win that I could find for you on this tour. How long you been racing sprint cars? And am I correct that the first time you park it in Victory Lane with the tour?
Yes, sir. That is correct. That was our first win on Saturday night at Harris Speedway with Carolina Sprint Tour. This is my very first season in sprint cars, 305 specifically.
How did you get started, in sprints, making the transfer over from, and where were you before this?
So we actually took about a 10-12 year long hiatus from racing. As you know, it can be very expensive. I have an older brother, Jake, as well, who helps out on the sprint car deal when he can. He's a full-time firefighter. But grew up racing mini outlaw carts, asphalt quarter midgets, dirt bikes, BMX bikes.
Wow. Sounds like a great young life, a little bit of a pause, and then back into racing. And now seven races into the Carolina Sprint Tour, our guest, Tyler Lewis, ends up Victory Lane. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. I understand, though, I saw a an old friend of mine in your pit area, especially in the photos, Ron Otto, who was with Richard Childress Racing and the number three team. He was part of the pit crew there for some years. How did you pull a guy like Ron Otto into your operation to help you at Harris Speedway?
So my dad and Ron have been friends for Lord knows how long. Me and my older brother grew up racing with his youngest boy, Casey, and his oldest boy, RJ. We, we all just grew up together. And when Ron heard about we were building the sprint car, he said he wanted to come check it out sometime. And he had some free time this weekend, came out to Traveler's Rest on Friday night, finished seventh there. And then he decided to come back out on Saturday night on his birthday. And we unloaded with a good car, made really good, solid gains throughout the night, and we were able to put it in victory lane with them.
He certainly did. Tyler Lewis, Carolina Sprint Tour winner, Harris Speedway. And that track out at Harris Speedway is a big monster track. And I know that you started at least on the front row in the feature, but what was it like holding them off as those speeds built? I'm sure that was a lot of, giddy-up in those race cars for that feature in the somewhat cooler night air. What was it like leading there?
Oh man, it was a really, really good feeling. I knew on the start, I knew the track was going to go away throughout the night. And I knew I was going to have to get the lead right off the start. So we were able to, I had to run the high line going into one and two and able to take the lead coming out of two. Kid Wyatt Justice, from Ohio, great kid. He gave me a little bit of run for my money going into three, but we were able to keep the lead coming out of four, and we just kind of checked out from there.
Wow. When you come out of a corner, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline came out of the corner and took the Carolina Sprint Tour victory at Harris Speedway, Tyler Lewis. When you come out and you make that pass and then you start to pull away, at what point do you start hearing noises in the car, or do you start going, I just got to get this to the finish?
No, we just kind of checked out from the beginning of the race. I really didn't know how big of a lead I had until I got out of the car in victory lane. And my dad and Ron told me, we were anywhere from 0.2 to half a second quicker than second place. And at one point, we probably had a straightaway to a half track lead on them. And
a massive lead and a massive win for a third generation racer. His grandma raced, Tyler Lewis, Carolina Sprint Tour winner at Harris Speedway, our guest in the profabrication.com hotline. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, oh.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say, $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of the Southern Clash Late Model Series presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts at the historic 441 Speedway in Georgia, Jordy Nipper. Hey, Jordy, welcome to the show. First off, the historic 441 Speedway, that's a vintage-type name, but the track's been there a while, right? Isn't that the old Dublin track, like the old-timers in Georgia call it?
Yes, sir. Like you said, my dad raced there 20, 30 years ago, and that's like they always just called it Dublin, not necessarily 441.
It's still a historic piece in Georgia and all in dirt racing history, and a new chapter being put in last weekend by our guest on the ProFab Hotline, the Southern Clash Late Model Series presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts in town, and Jordy Nipper took the win. The layout of the racetrack, I haven't been there in a number of years. Can you kind of give us an idea of the track and what it took to win that day? Did you start up front? Did you start in the middle of the pack? What was the day like?
Well, we qualified on the outside pole there, so a pretty good qualifying effort. The racetrack's still very similar. I hadn't raced there. I went earlier this year, but it hadn't been open, I guess, 5 or 6 years up until this point. But it still was the same place necessarily. They really hadn't changed nothing that I noticed or, you know, brought up to my head, I guess, necessarily. But, yeah, just a lot of luck, honestly, to pick up the win. I run second the whole race, and the fella leading there, he started having a tire go down with like two to go, and we had a restart, and I was able to kind of sneak by there. So a lot of luck, honestly, to help us get there.
Yeah, third-generation racer Jordy Nipper putting himself in the position for that luck. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So I know you've ran in the Hunt the Front Super Dirt Series a time this year. You've ran here at the historic Ford 41 Speedway and all. Are you following a race schedule of any kind, or just really going where the weather will let you and where the timing is right for you and your family?
Yeah, for the most part. I own my own business, and it's a little tougher to get away, I guess, than it used to be. I'm a little down on help at my business, so I have to be here a little more, I guess, than I want to be. But yeah, we kind of just do our own thing. Like, we actually went to Penton on Friday night and run with the Southern All-Stars there, and then come back home, unloaded the supercar, got the other car, and went to 441 there the next day. But like I said, we kind of do what we want to do when we have time. Like, if we want to go do something else with the family, we'll go do that. If not, we'll go race. Just whatever we can kind of fit in with work and kids and life in general, I guess.
Well, he's doing a great job of it, balancing it all. Jordy Nipper, the winner of the Southern Clash Late Model Series presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts at the historic 441 Speedway in Dublin, Georgia last weekend. Great victory lane pictures. And guys, if you ever want to get jealous of a race driver, not only because he can wheel a heck out of the thing, but with perfect hair, how did you do it? Did you wait like a half hour to get that hair all perfect like that? Did the missus help you? What's your secret? All us guys want to know. It's darn cool.
I really don't know. I was blessed with pretty good hair. My wife always tells me that my hair is super nice, and I don't know. I don't know. I just try to take care of my hair, I guess, is what I get to.
Well, he does a great job of it. And, you know, you see these drivers get out with their helmets, taking their hair and twisting it all up. And all the pictures I could find from historic 441 Speedway, it was like, wait a minute, did that guy run without a helmet? So, but he won the race and looked good doing it. Jordy Nipper, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Not only having the family with you there, but your family goes back a ways, not just your dad winning races, but your grandfather had a special relationship with a racetrack down there back in the maybe more wild times. What can you tell us about Grandpa's racing adventures?
Yeah, so my granddad helped build what you call Middle Georgia Speedway, which is in Byron, Georgia, which most people, I guess, famously know. There, it was shut down by the police, I guess, necessarily. There was a still under the racetrack down in like 3 and 4. And
wait, you mean a whiskey still down there?
Yes, yes, sir. And my my granddad had a hand in that as far as doing the steel and all that type of stuff. He was really good friends with the man who owned the place. That's always some cool history I can tell people.
It definitely is. Jordy Dipper, the winner of the Southern Clash Late Model Go at 441 Speedway and third generation driver with a historic Georgia family past there as his grandfather, a part of the track in Byron with you know, a unique side to it. And his father, of course, winning late model driver all across the state. He's our guest on the Pro Fab Hotline. So where do you think this summer will go? Do you have a couple of target dates, you know, that are interesting to you that folks can, you know, maybe come see you win a race?
I know, like, this weekend we had planned on doing, like, Ray Cook has what he calls his Southern Nationals. There will be at Sonoma this Thursday, Phoenix City Friday, Screven on Saturday, and then Swainsboro on Sunday. We planned on trying to do all four of them. Just kind of have to watch the weather. The weather doesn't look really good, but that is our upcoming schedule, I guess, in the near future is what our plans are.
Jordy Nipper on the profabrication.com hotline. The weather, other than rain, obviously changing the racetrack, but the heat for a driver nowadays, how much do you have to plan hydration? We always tell the fans to stay hydrated, but for you in those baking race cars, does it start like on a Monday or something ahead so that you get enough fluid?
I probably don't drink enough water like I'm supposed to. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a fitness type person. I try to drink water, that's for sure, but I probably don't get enough.
Jordy Nipper on the Pro Fab Hotline, winner of the Southern Clash Late Model Series presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts, the historic 441 Speedway in Dublin, Georgia. Our guest, fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk NASCAR.
As of right now, if I were to name my top five, I could tell you Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that top five with this next-gen car. He has a lot to prove on the road courses with this next-gen car, but I still don't think there's a real out front leader. I think Tyler Reddick has been outstanding.
That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Carson Osvar, and you're listening to Country Radio Hall of Famers Kathy Martindale and Paul Shadd on Racing Country Classic.
It's Kathy and Tim McGraw.
I can see you getting more into the technical. I can see you producing.
It's a fun thing to learn. I enjoy doing it. When I get the opportunities to do it, I try to learn as much as I can.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shadd on Racing Country Classic.
Racing Country Classics. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. He won just recently, last weekend, at I-75 Speedway. But you may know him from even a broader standpoint, from being a part of the racing broadcast fraternity on Flow Racing. Randy Weaver joining us. Hey, Randy, congratulations on the win. Good to see you stepping back through the window and jumping in a race car. What was it like to get this victory? You know, were you up on the wall passing them towards the finish? How did it turn out?
Well, I appreciate it. But yeah, it's good anytime you can go to the racetrack and still be a little bit competitive. But no, I actually get opportunity every once in a while to drive the CBR house car. And we went down there. They had a 3,000 win Best Plumbing Series race. And we just done our normal thing, which usually I have to kind of ease into it. But we won our heat, drawed a three, started third, took the lead on the first lap. And I didn't really couldn't see my stick guys to let me know what was going on. So we ended up winning by like 8 or 9 seconds and had a really good race car. Finally made all the right adjustments at the right time. And it had to be pretty good for me to sit there and run the race with no caution and actually win it. So it worked out really good.
Well, Randy Weaver, I-75 winner and broadcaster now for Flow Racing, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. You know, you got those titles I just said, but I thought you were just getting ready, you know, kind of used to being Cameron Weaver's dad and him running, you know, with us at the Hunt the Front Series or wherever. What's that part of the transition at this point in your career, now watching Cameron come along?
Well, it's definitely more nerve-wracking, I'll tell you that. But it's really neat to watch him. I know we've got a couple businesses going here that's eating up a lot more time than we thought. So we're trying to take care of that. And but to go watch him, that's where I went Saturday night to watch him in at Thunder Hill Raceway. So I get to travel a lot now just to go follow him and watch him, which is fine. And I really enjoy it. It just makes me a little more nervous than it does if I'm racing. But it's going good. I just have to every once in a while get in a car and get my fix. And that way I do my little research and where I can maybe broadcast and be able to know a little bit of what I'm talking about. And so that is one of the things. And it's always good when you win and do it. That way they can't argue with you too much.
That's right. Randy Weaver, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning at the 604 Crate Division at I-75 Speedway last weekend. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So we'll shift gears, if you will, a little bit over towards the Flow Racing side. And it's been now enough years that I can't remember the exact one that you started doing. But what was it like when you first got asked, hey, we want you to sit up there with, you know, Ben and Dustin and whoever else and, you know, help us kind of educate, you know, the race fans? What was that transition first event like?
Well, it's actually more nerve-wracking than racing because there are just so many more moving parts to do those broadcasts than I ever dreamed of. And luckily, which me and Michael Rigsby has been friends a long time and then got to know Ben and them through the years. And when we go to East Bay, we set up with one of our sponsors and good friend Leon Henderson in their VIP booth. And so all this stuff we've talked about, we're up there discussing it in the booth. Like, you know, they'd be like, Randy, why did they do this? Or what makes a car do that? So Rigsby turned around one night and he said, hey, we ought to put you on the air with us and let, you know, you answer some of these same questions. And I was like, oh, that'd be neat. And I never thought anything would come about it. Well, they had me to come in 2020 to Eldora. I think it was the Continental Classic and no fans. So it was really weird, but still I was the most nervous guy there because that means there's even more at home watching you. So, but yeah, it's turned out to be really neat. I get to do all the Eldora stuff. They've already booked me for the next two, you know, for the World and the Lucas Oil Points finale deal. And so I get to do that. And when I'm up there, usually I get to chat with Tony Stewart and hang out with him for a few minutes. And he's tickled with what I'm doing there. So I don't know. It's neat, but it's harder than you think. I mean, sitting around the racetrack or in a race shop, bench racing or just shooting the bull, way easier than when you know there's a lot of eyes on you. And of course, you've got such a fine script. You only got so much time for each little part. And got to make room for sponsors and commercials. And so there's a whole bigger side of that than I ever dreamed of, but it's really neat to finally get to see both sides of the fence and see how people react about certain things we talk about. And it's turned out to be a really nice deal.
Well, and really nice for us fans and listeners on Flow Racing to hear the perspective, the inside. And as you can tell, just winning at I-75 of the 604 division, Randy Weaver up to the minute with his descriptions and inside knowledge. So whenever you turn on the Eldora races or any of the other time that Randy is on, these streaming services, it is a treat to be able to listen to. Randy Weaver's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And how about routine? You know, with drivers, they have routines, get ready for a racing. Do you have a routine now getting ready for a broadcast?
No, I'll tell you what I do. I make sure I get there in time for our media meeting. And my, all the other guys that's really good, Ben and DJ and all those, they just kind of shoot the bull and go on. And I'm the guy that's got every piece of paper they ever printed and handed out at the media meeting just to make sure that, okay, I've got to be here at this time. I've got to, you know, one time I done a carburetor, you know, running restrictors. So I have to get my parts and pieces and then run it over my head and make some notes. Sometimes I reach out to my buddies back home that, you know, like Jerry Weisgarber at Builds Phantom Race Engines, to ask him how much horsepower is this knockout, because I just wanted to be exactly right, because there's enough people out there I want to know what I'm talking about. But
we'll leave
so
it there.
I just kind of study up on it and make sure that I'm telling everybody correct. And one thing I thought was really neat,
we got to go. Our time is up, though.
Okay.
Randy
Sounds
Weaver,
good.
Flow Racing TV broadcaster winner at I-75 on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save money today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the 4th annual Women with Drive, driven by Mobil 1 Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, December 9th through the 11th to kick off PRI Show Week. As a property of Women in Motorsports North America, this conference brings together both women and men to discuss the current issues and needs to advance opportunities for a more diverse and inclusive environment to help grow the motorsports industry. Head to womenwithdrivesummit.com to learn more and register now.
Hi, this is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the track. Plenty of grassroots racing going on all across the country, including Eldora's got the Kings Royal, Hampton Heat's out at Langley Speedway in Virginia, and everywhere else, they've got something going on in this hot summer weekend. Follow it all on PRN at the track on Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And from all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. Stay hydrated. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.